BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a mysterious disappearance from Chris Stark. As you know, I know nothing about movies, so Ali Plum gently guides me through the new Bond film announcement. And there's another Chris Stark guide to Britain. Everything you never knew before about Cardiff.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott. Someone's missing, though.
Where's Chris?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I called him.
Just calling Chris Stark.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Where are you?
You know where I am. I told you this. I told you this yesterday. That wasn't
okay,
really,
I can hear. There's an announcement. You're on a train. I can hear that.
See it, say it, sorted.
I didn't know you were off today.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I am.
Well, I know, because you're not here. Yeah, so.
I know. But this is, it's all above board. Everyone that needs to know knows. It's so just, I don't know what you're calling me for.
Wait, it was planned.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was planned. What's wrong?
Can you still do bangers?
I can still do bangers.
Oh, okay, so you're not that busy.
Yeah. All right, let's stop that there.
Also, hang on, he's pulling into the station.
Yeah.
You're missing the announcement.
Oh, yeah, what's the Bond film called? It's got a ridiculous name, isn't it? That's definitely one.
Right, I think this is a joke, and it's not actually called Shatterhand at all. I think they're all having us on. It's a massive worldwide joke.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Shatterhand. Yeah. Anyway, you're going to miss all that, unless you're listening, but you're probably busy. All right.
No, I'm definitely listening.
All right, I'll speak to you for bangers.
All right.
I wondered where Clara Amper was, and it turns out she's doing the James Bond reveal, swanning around Jamaica, chatting to all the W7 people. 007 people. W7 people. This is why I need you, Ali Plum.
Look, it's all right. I'm here for you. If you want to know, I don't know, whatever they're gradually eking out over the internet for us, I'll translate it.
Clara kept that quiet. I didn't know.
I mean, she's busy. She's out doing things.
Exciting.
She has another life, Scott.
What a gig.
I know.
Right, is there anything you know about this new film? Is it the same bloke doing Bond?
It is Daniel Craig, but the most important thing is it's his last film as Bond. So then, this has to be good.
And then who's next?
Well, look, I personally said no. They offered it.
Right.
I said no. It wouldn't be fair on Daniel. No, the true answer is we don't know. That remains to be seen. They want to get this one right after Spectre's somewhat damp squib and then see off Daniel with a bang.
So I'm hearing that it's called Shatterhand, but then people are now saying it's not called that.
Yeah, that was dismissed by one of the producers, but it all remains to be seen. What we're seeing right now on Twitter and elsewhere is just a general celebration of Bond, because this is the 25th Bond film.
Right, okay.
It's been a lot.
Rumours that George Ezra's doing the theme or something?
Well, that would make sense. I mean, we've seen similar artists, you know, do wonders with Bond, so I'd listen. That sounds good.
George would be a good shout for that, actually.
Yeah, I like that.
Lewis Capaldi.
Ooh, interesting.
I mean, he needs a follow-up. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Okay, what's your theory?
Well, I think that Clara might play the robot in the next James Bond film.
Plot twist, yes. She could be robot villain.
She could be the robot villain because of the robot clip. I think she'd be really good at it.
Yeah, otherwise, why is she there doing it? You know what I mean?
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
It's a good theory.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, Andrew, what's your job?
I was a lifeguard.
Okay, and what's the classic go-to pose for that if you're having a picture taken?
So, there's the classic, you're always standing there with your arm out doing the no running sign, and they always have the whistle in their mouth. I don't think any lifeguards ever stood there with a whistle just in their mouth. It's either in their pocket or swinging it around their wrist or something.
That is true, there's always whistle in mouth.
Yeah, it's just always there, and it's like, I've never ever seen a lifeguard do it.
Also, what are you wearing in the photo?
It's the classic Baywatch red shorts, yellow t-shirt, isn't it?
Yeah, always red shorts.
Yeah, they try and make a lifeguard look as Baywatch as possible when, it's not quite like that.
So did you ever have your photo taken during that pose?
No, sadly I didn't. I didn't manage to get that one. It was always in the books when you're doing your training. I tell you, they must just get like a crew of Baywatch to try and do all of those pictures for the training books. It's unbelievable.
Eleanor, what's your profession?
I'm a doctor.
Hello, Doctor. Eleanor, I've just had a sudden realisation.
Go on.
I'm also a doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
And not a medical doctor, a PhD doctor.
Would you trust me with anything medical?
Probably not, I'm
no.
sorry.
No. I'd like a second opinion on that. No, I'm a doctor of art.
Oh, very nice. Very good, very good.
Handed to me by Southampton Solent University. Thanks, guys. I don't know what I did to deserve it, but I got to do the whole speech and everything. Wore all the clothes. What's that called? You know, the robes.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Just like Hogwarts. That's what I look like. Anyway, so you're an actual doctor.
Yes.
What's the standard pose that you have to do in photos?
It'd be the usual scrubs on, stethoscope round neck and arms crossed, wouldn't it?
Always arms crossed?
Always arms crossed.
And what's the expression on your face?
It'd be kind of a, not quite a smile, but a, trust me, I'm a doctor type face.
And when was the last time you actually wore scrubs?
Oh, I can't even remember exactly.
And when was the last time you folded your arms and had a stethoscope round your neck?
It's a rarity.
When you go and see the doctor, the stethoscope is never round their neck.
Exactly, exactly.
In photos.
We hardly ever use one, you know.
Right, exactly. In photos, always there.
It's always there.
Scott Mills.
Emily's been on saying, Mills, I'm an A&E doctor, and at the moment, I'm literally in scrubs with my arms crossed with a stethoscope round my neck as we speak. Didn't realise I was living the stereotype life. Yeah, but you're A&E, so that's different. That's allowed. If you're an actual doctor, no need for the scrubs. Jamie, what's your job?
I'm a personal trainer.
I can tell by your voice. Is that weird?
Quite positive, I can imagine.
You've got a personal trainer voice.
Yeah, we have a certain tone, I suppose.
Where do you train?
I'm in Hertfordshire, Potter's Bar.
Okay, in a gym?
Yeah, in a gym, yeah.
All right, so you must have had your photo taken as a personal trainer, right?
Not personally, but I have seen it.
What's the go-to pose?
Guns out, flex off. Shocking.
Do you not like it?
Oh, I can't stand it. Literally can't stand it.
It's such a cliche, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is it full bicep?
Full bicep, sometimes chest pump.
Yeah.
It's rarely you see the legs out, because half of them have got chicken legs.
And am I right? Sometimes a little bit of baby oil on those bad boys.
Depends what gyms you go, I suppose.
You will never pose like that, will you?
Never.
If they ask you, will you refuse?
100%.
What would you rather do?
I'd rather pull a funny face, I reckon.
Scott Mills.
I can always rely on you lot. Thank you so much for all your suggestions for our potential new feature, I'm Taking Your Misses, and what it could be. We've just got the title of the song, so therefore the title of the new feature, and we've got that before actually knowing what the feature is. Liam in Morecambe says, what about if it was
I'm Taking Your Misses?
People's Best Affair Stories? I'm Taking Your Misses. Rob from Critch? Where's that? Critch. Maybe it cut off. Simple feature for
I'm Taking Your Misses.
Guess which celebs have or have potential to cop off with pro dancers from Strictly. Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday. That seems to be the most popular idea for the feature at the moment. Not thought the feature just got the name.
I'm Taking Your Misses.
Scott Mills.
Okay, now I have to say it now. It's Critch in Derbyshire. Thanks, everyone, from Derbyshire in Critch. OK, guys, I think we've got the feature. Someone very creative at Radio 1 has just messaged this to us, so I can't take all the credit. So I think we now know what the J1 feature is.
I'm Taking Your Misses.
So on the phone is a woman who is having an affair. We get her and the person she's having the affair with both on air. Then we call her husband, and the guy she's having an affair with, when he answers, simply says the words,
I'm Taking Your Misses.
I think we got it. Potentially harder than Where Do You Think They Were, though, to get people to take part in.
Scott Mills.
OK, I have not asked you this for a while, and I'm so sorry to have to do this, but I do need a few of you to step up for Where Do You Think They Were. Come on, it's one of our best features. But I'll be honest, it's one of the hardest to get anyone to want to do it. But we need to keep doing it, because it's great. Think about it. You've heard it and you're like, this is really good. I enjoy this on a Thursday afternoon. Only I can't do it. We can't do it unless you will be really brave for me and take one for the team. If you don't know about this feature, all it is simply finding out where your parents did bits to make you. That's all it is. And we'll get one of them on the phone and they will give you the details. Imagine if some people just stepped up right now and became instant heroes of this show. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just to give you an example, Becky was on with her dad and she found out all about this perfect moment when she was conceived.
It was a very comfortable car. It was just a horrible noise when you peeled yourself off the seats.
Peeling himself off the car seats there. So Becky found out she was made in a car. We've had all sorts. On bridges, in bushes, ferries, orchestra pits at theatres. It's been really varied. And, you know, in return, you'll get to speak to us on Radio 1. In fact, oh, look, listen, I'll do whatever you want. I'll follow you on Instagram. I'll give you a shout on Radio 1. I'll come and DJ in your house. I probably won't do that last one, but definitely the other two. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I just need a few... Actually, yeah, Chris will DJ at your house. Just need a few people to be brave and step up so that we can continue. Where do you think they were? And remember, it's the most natural thing on planet Earth. It's just your parents doing bits, and otherwise you wouldn't be here right now. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll need your number and also the permission of one of your parents.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, you're still doing something you can't tell me what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all very mysterious, this. I heard you on a train earlier, and you're going to tell me where you are now, or...?
No, I'm off the train, though.
All right.
So that's exciting.
This is well shady. Back on Monday, yeah?
Back on Monday.
Luckily, exactly. Chris has recorded another one of his guides too. Another one of our listeners has got in touch and said, please tell me about this place, because I'm going there this weekend. So that'll be at 3:10. It's a good one today, isn't it?
It's special. I'll give you that.
Well, I really enjoyed the one to Brighton last week, so let's try and top that. That'll be at 3:10. Now let's speak to Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
Where are you today?
I am actually pulled over in my car because I was driving home from work.
Okay, and unlike Chris, you can actually tell me what you're doing. It's not that hard, Chris. He's just pulled over in his car there, see? Ben, what do you do?
I'm a chef.
A chef?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best thing you could make?
Best thing I could make? Probably, I make a pretty banging beef Wellington.
Oh, Chris, did you hear that? Beef Wellington.
Very, very good. Yeah, that's impressive. Nice.
Chris is well into his food, so he will often just look at pictures of things like beef Wellingtons and just imagine eating them.
Oh, yeah, the Instagram page for food.
Yeah, he really does do that. Sometimes I just see him scrolling through Insta and it's literally just pictures of food. What was it, Chris? Oh, yeah. It's like you don't even have to eat it. You just imagine it and it's like nearly satisfying.
Exactly it. Yeah, I find that if I just look at pictures, it's a bit like, you know, you don't always need the real thing. Do you? You can just use pictures and sometimes videos, and it just, I don't know, it just, something about it still gets the senses going.
What, so looking at it is not almost as good as eating it, right?
Yeah, it's not the same, no. But it will do if you're on a train, you know?
Yes, Ben?
As a chef, you have to present the food well, and that's half the thing.
Yeah, you can't eat it.
But you can do everything but that's, you know, that's the obvious thing if you're going to be looking at photos.
Okay, this is what I've got for you today on Bangers, Ben.
Okay.
It's one of their best, I think. Steal My Girl, One Direction.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Look, Ben, it's fine to like One Direction, okay? They're not even together anymore, right? You've got to admit, this is a banger.
I don't know. Let's see what Chris has got.
Okay. Chris?
All right.
Well, I've gone for the opposite of One Direction. Enjoy my banger.
What's this then?
This is Linkin Park. What a tune this is. This is fame.
Okay, I don't think I need to be involved in this anymore. I think you've made your decision.
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Say it.
I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yeah.
Radio 1's Drag Queens Den is back. And this time it's even sassier.
Oh, hi.
Yes, girl. More outrageous. More scandal.
She's riddled, I just hope.
More feels.
You can bleep that out, darling. It's fine.
More gossip.
If I don't tell it, somebody else will.
And guests that'll make you lose your mind.
Don't believe in all this RuPaul rubbish.
Oh, my God.
In this series, you can ask our queens anything. And I mean anything.
You just want me to come and tell me dirty stories, don't you? That's all you want out of it.
Radio 1's Drag Queens Den with Glenn Fussell.
Shake your ass over to the BBC Sounds app to download and subscribe now.
In my banger. I mean, that is good. Faint, Linkin Park. But who wouldn't want for our last show of the week to hear Steal My Girl by One Direction? Can I? Please. Please. Okay, I'm not begging it. Can I? I mean, a lot of people look like the thirst is real for it. BBC Radio 1, that is the old version of
I'm taking your missus.
One Direction and Still My Girl on Radio 1. Esther in the office in UCLH, absolutely loving it. Jeff off of Wolverhampton says, yes, with about 10 A's. And I know who you are, Jeff. That's Liam Payne's dad, who often texts in. Hi, Jeff. Matt in London. He's got headphones on, secretly playing Radio 1. Simon says, thanks there for having your own referendum. I'll do what I want. That was One Direction and Steal My Girl. Come on, it sounded good.
Scott Mills.
One. The demand is extremely high right now for people wanting Stark guides to Britain. It's Chris's ultimate guide to somewhere new. So if you are going to a different destination, maybe for a weekend or a week on holiday, and it's in the UK, we can help.
Yeah, exactly. You could be going with a group of mates. You could be going on a hen or a stag do. You might be going on a little naughty weekend with someone you've just met. Whatever. Yeah. Get in touch. Let us know.
Helen has done that. Hey, Helen.
Hiya.
Where do you live then?
I'm from Bedford.
And where are you headed?
So I'm heading to Cardiff.
Oh, when's that?
This weekend, going with my dad and my friend Emma.
Is there any special occasion?
No, my dad's going to a party. And Emma and I love a little road trip, so we thought just an excuse to get a free trip.
Have you been before?
We actually went last year and went to see a band and planned to do a bit of sightseeing. But unfortunately, we ended up having a rather late night in a hostel with a group of rugby players.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow.
And basically, no sightseeing was done.
Sounds like a blast. Were you in the scrum?
No, not in the scrum.
No harm done. Oh,
wow. I mean, I can see why you wanted to return to the beautiful city of Cardiff.
Yes, definitely. The problem I've got is that Emma has basically refused to come this time unless she can get a Stark's guide.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay, no pressure.
Yeah. So no pressure on me at all. So basically, this is why I've had to request this, so that I can ensure that she comes.
So she's like, if Chris Stark don't do a guide, I'm not coming to Cardiff at the weekend.
Yep, definitely. She is not coming. And the problem I've got is that Emma is the snack administrator for the car.
Right.
So if she doesn't come, there's no food, there's no music, there's nothing.
That's amazing. That adds a whole new pressure to this, but I quite like it. Also, I always say this as well with the guides, that if you are from Cardiff as well, hopefully this shines a light on Cardiff. Hopefully it teaches you things that you might not have known. I found it fascinating getting involved in this one, Scott, because I also know that you love Cardiff very much.
Yeah, I think also as well, I know you've been before, but Helen, there'll be so many different things in here that you haven't tried in Cardiff.
Oh, yeah. Really looking forward to hearing what Chris has got to offer.
Scott Mills.
So, Helen, your mate Emma says she is not coming to Cardiff unless you get a start guide. Good news is, you got one.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
OK, here is your essential Chris start guide to the capital city of Wales.
Cardiff, 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 the capital of Wales, the capital of rugby, and for many, the capital of chips. And although chips weren't invented until the 18th century, it seems Cardiff has been around much, much longer, with archaeological excavation showing signs of habitation on the site as far back as 7,000 years before Chris. Fast forward... Cardiff enjoys a strong nightlife. Most clubs and bars are situated in the city centre, especially St Mary's Street. By day, people diligently work in their offices of St Mary's Street, but by night, they turn into a different beast. Play Living for the Weekend by Hardfire, Scott. Now, Hardfire are not Welsh, but we thought the song was suitable because... Cardiff lives for the weekend.
Oh, see, I thought you got them mixed up with Feeder.
No.
Who are Welsh?
Oh, Feeder Welsh.
Yes.
I've learned something there.
But they didn't have any songs about weekends. So.
No, fine. St Mary's Street is fueled by alcohol and the emotions of the city's nightlife. It sees it all. Drinking, fighting, kissing, crying and sleeping. Queues form outside popular bars. Security guards and Headloo look on, keeping an eye on the whole spectacle. Supermen chat up Playboy bunnies. Bride squads trample through like a herd of wildebeest. Somebody's had a little bit too much and takes a nap on the pavement. Hungry ones finish their chips. Needy ones urinate by the wall. Bins overflow. But in all this, nobody seems to worry about tomorrow. What matters is here and now, until the next weekend, and then the next weekend, and then the next weekend. Back to the normal music, Scott. Their shopping centre is named after their most famous resident, St David. He opened the centre himself. And St David has not mucked around with the toilets. They were named the UK's best commercial toilets 2017. It's no wonder celebrities flock to live there. I'll walk around town and you'll say shmai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or Chichi.
You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Roald... Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
You're very unlikely to see Roald Dahl there.
Just change it.
If you're lucky, you might find yourself on Chippy Lane, in Dorothy's. And who's that in the corner munching on a chicken curry and chips? It's only Dame Shirley Bassey. Play some Bassey.
Diamonds are forever. Right, you won't see Shirley.
She's dead?
She's not dead. She hadn't been to Wales in years. She lives in Monaco.
But you know, you won't see either of them then.
You know.
Back to the guide. Few words of advice. If you bump into the Dame or any other proud Cardiffian, 91% of conversations start with the phrase, what it is. All right or what is a greeting, not a threat. And make sure that you always thank your bus driver. Cheers, drive. And cheers to you, Helen. Enjoy good drink. Enjoy good food. Party hard. And at the end of it, sleep well. All of which is nothing less than you'd expect from a city that was the birthplace of both the sleeping bag and Captain Morgan Rum. He wasn't actually a captain, but that only goes further to prove you really can be anyone you want to be in Cardiff. Shemai. I don't think that was as offensive as people thought it might be. And that's fine by me.
Yeah. See, there's a Welsh person in the room now, Tom. I mean, are you offended? No.
Fine.
Is it fine?
Fine. Fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
I think that's my favourite one yet.
Shamai. Hi. Also, why do you keep saying Shamai? What do you think it means?
What?
Why did you say it at the end?
It's a greeting, isn't it? It's like best wishes.
It's hello. So at the end of the guide, you said hello.
Oh, did I? Oh, whatever.
Helen, I hope we've provided everything you need for your Cardiff weekend.
It's been brilliant. Thank you so much. And I think my dad's going to be gutted that he's going to miss out on it.
Scott Mills.
Well, yeah, there were some inaccuracies actually, Hannah, but yeah. Hard to be discreet about listening to Radio 1 when Scott and Chris are on and you're crying with laughter at the Cardiff guide. Someone says Chris nailed his guide to Cardiff. Shamai can actually mean hello and goodbye. We have a weird language. Sam, living in London, says the iconic Dorothy's has recently changed its name to Tony's. However, the chicken curry off the bone and chips is still widely available. An ekidar to you.
Scott Mills.
Okay, this has just come in. We were talking about this the other day. Liam says, I accidentally listened to another station very briefly yesterday. How do you do that accidentally? The one that rhymes with fart. And then I heard the awful Capaldi Clubland mix that you and Chris were talking about the other day. Needless to say, I'd rather sit in silence and quickly realise my mistake and switch back to Radio 1. I know, what are they doing? Don't mess with that song. Capaldi hates it.
Scott Mills.
Also, Kevin Dundee's been on, has an idea for our potential new feature. I'm taking your missus. We just mix it up with the guy from the horse racing.
I'm taking your missus.
There's a man, actually, Derek.
Nah, brother, I'm joking. I'm taking your missus.
There's a man, actually, Derek.
Nah, brother, I'm joking.
Yeah, I like it.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm back on the official chart tomorrow from 4, and me and Chris are back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.